Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us fresh from a wonderful trip through northern Michigan with the Wurtz Warriors is my buddy Scott Bird. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. We were just talking before we went on here that for the first time in quite a few years, conditions were perfect for being out there with the Wurtz Warriors.
Everywhere we went, it was amazing. It was outstanding conditions. There's just, plenty of snow. Groom trails, couldn't ask for a better ride.
Yeah, it really was. And you guys had how many riders this year? There were quite a few, right?
There was about 50 riders. Yeah. During the week, we picked up one or two more that couldn't start with us for the ride. But when I left the Sand Lake Sports Bar, I zeroed out, and by the end of the ride, I had 843 miles on.
Oh, man.
In 6 days.
You did some riding then.
Yeah, buddy. It was awesome. It was
But
amazing.
So well worth it. It's a labor of love, isn't it, my friend?
It truly is. And out of that 50 riders, every one of us, it would be a unanimous decision that, it's a labor of love. We all agree. It's something that we believe in. We work hard for year-round, and we make good things happen.
You do. In fact, some things with nice round numbers to them, too, right?
Yep. Again, this year, the Wurtz Warriors presented a check to Michigan Special Olympics for $285,000.
Well, congratulations on that,
and
friend,
and
really.
We're pretty proud too. What we did out at Sand Lake Sports Bar for the year, our total that we donated to Wurtz Warriors to carry on was $33,600.
$33,000 out there.
$33,600 to Special Olympics from the Sand Lake Sports Bar crew. And again, that's a community effort.
I can't
overemphasize that because every sponsor, every donation, every person that I've talked to that got into their pockets, that's what it's all about, and that's what makes it happen,
right?
And that's where we get the money, and it's a community thing. It's something that I enjoy doing. I love running around talking to people and getting the word out there and having fun with it.
And you do it so well too. Now you know what, you don't get much time to rest on your laurels here, buddy.
This week was a tight week, buddy. It's been busy. I got back Sunday and hit the ground Monday.
There you go. And we're getting ready for this Saturday's 13th annual Frosty Invitational golf outing.
We're going to do her again.
Yeah. Again, just like we said with the Wurtz Warriors, this year looks like the weather is going to be blessing you.
I don't have to worry about having enough ice. That's for
That's for sure. And it looks like temperature-wise, a little moderation, so it's not going to be like 1 degree and a wind chill of 57 below. It looks like everything's coming together.
It's going to feel like a heat wave. It might only be about 20, but it's going to feel like a heat wave out there.
That does. Well, let's get into the details. Frosty Invitational. It's a 9-hole event, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Again, this year we're going to build 3 9-hole courses out there. Yeah. We've got a red course, green course, and a blue course,
Of course.
But, we're going to do the turkey bowling again this year, and that's always turned out real good. Nemeds are donating my turkeys.
All right.
And we're going to do the chip challenge, the turkey bowling, the golf, and just make a good afternoon of it out there and see what we can do.
All right. Well, let's start with the Frosty. Registration for that starts at what time?
I got registration flyers everywhere, buddy.
Oh, you do already,
I got them out to the Rainbow Gardens and Nessie's Marathon in Sand Lake there. And I got registration flyers everywhere. So,
all right.
Yes, but we're going to start signing people up at 10:30 out there to the Sand Lake Bar.
Mm-hmm.
10:30 till noon and then, or 12:45.
Yep.
Then we're going to tee off at 1 o'clock on the ice.
1 o'clock sharp is tee off time, and it takes about an hour and a half or so to get through.
An hour and a half, 2 hours to do nine holes out there on the ice. It depends on the wind and the weather,
And this is all irons.
All irons, yep. Irons only, no woods.
Tennis balls.
We're golfing with tennis balls.
That's right.
Correct.
All right.
There's a $20 entry fee. For your $20 entry fee, you'll get a t-shirt. Again, Mike from Print & Go did some pretty good artwork, and then North Country Sign & Shirt put the shirts together for me, so they've turned out awesome again this year.
Of course.
They do. It's amazing. When you go out and get, like I say, talk to a few people, it's amazing what you can make happen.
You're right. If you don't want to do the golf, again, you mentioned turkey bowling. That starts at what time?
That is going to be going on from about 10:30 until the rest of the afternoon.
Okay.
We keep that going. We're going to do the long distance drive competition again.
Okay.
That's kind of fun too. For $5, you get 6 shots to make the longest drive. We'll give away a prize for that.
All right.
We'll give away prizes for the best non-motorized sled. That's always turned out to be a good time, too. They get some pretty creative individuals out there that bring down some sleds that are really awesome. That's a judged event. There's two or or three people that judge the best sled. Then, we still have the turkey bowling and the chip challenge.
And the chip challenge and turkey bowling speaks for itself. Frozen turkeys, knock down the pins kind of thing. And that's what, $5 to do that?
$5 for three throws.
Okay.
Right.
And now do you win a prize out of that?
I've got a prize set off to the side for that one.
All right. But the chip challenge, that's the newest of the events out at the Frosty.
That's our most recent one. Yeah. And that has proved to be quite a challenge, too. What I did was I suspended the toilet seat from a door frame type of thing. I built a frame and suspended this toilet seat, and for $5 you get three chances to chip the tennis ball through the toilet seat. Not off the edge, not off the rim, but right through the middle of the
tent. Yeah. Does it happen often? Do you get quite a few people? That sounds like a real challenge.
It is a challenge, and it has happened a couple of times. Unfortunately, when it happened, it was like during practice rounds, so I couldn't give away a prize for it. So I have yet to give away a prize for that event, but it has happened.
All right. So chip challenge, turkey bowling, the Frosty Invitational. It's just a fun day. Bring the whole family out.
Exactly.
And again, help raise a lot of good money going to Michigan Special Olympics.
Exactly. And like I say, I ordered just a little bit warmer weather, so I'm hoping it'll be great for us. Partly sunny, partly cloudy. We've played in some pretty miserable conditions.
I know,
but you know what? That shows the dedication for people to come out and enjoy the weather with us and enjoy the afternoon. We've got a nice lunch out there. We're going to have Kleino's Market. I just left there, picked up some hot dogs, some nice Kogels.
Okay.
So we're going to have Kogels and Sloppy Joe's and chili and chicken noodle soup. And so there's a good lunch for the golfers.
Right.
You know, that's all included in your golfing afternoon. We'll go back to the bar. We'll give away a bunch of door prizes. And like I say, I've been busy running around collecting and hustling and talking. And
hey, but before you go, I know you're the voice of it. People know you as the guy, but you've got a staff of volunteers who make this thing go. I know you want to thank them too.
Absolutely, yeah. It does. Like I say, first of all, the community. Right. I can't even right now. I don't have my list with me, but I'd like to come back and
doors are always open.
Okay, I'm going
to
come back and I'm going to recognize all my sponsors and all the great staff out to the Sand Lake Bar, the volunteers. Again, like you say, I've assembled a crew of the finest ice golf course builders anywhere.
That's right. Outside of maybe Norway or something.
I challenge Norway.
No, there you go.
On Norway if that's what we got to do. My ice golf course builders are the best.
They are. They are for sure. Come on out and find out for yourself on Saturday out on the ice of Sand Lake. And again, for more information, they can call out to the sports bar.
Call out to the Sand Lake Bar. It's 469-9962. And they'll answer any questions, or you can get a hold of me on my cell phone at 450-3270.
You got too many numbers.
I got a lot of numbers running around upstairs.
There you go. 13th annual Frosty Invitational this Saturday to benefit Special Olympics out on the ice of Sand Lake. Scott Bird, always a pleasure, and we will talk to you next week.
That'd be great. I'd love it. You guys do such a great job out here getting me the word out, and we're having fun. Come on out.
Thanks, buddy.